The Federal Election Commission is once again unable to regulate campaign finance laws months ahead of the presidential election. Republican Commissioner Caroline Hunter resigned last week, leaving the panel without the necessary quorum to do business, which includes a backlog of hundreds of investigations. One of the remaining commissioners joins me now, Democrat Ellen Weintraub. Commissioner, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you. And the commission, once again, has no quorum. So what does that mean in terms of what you can do with the FEC, or better yet, what you can't do without a quorum?
Yes. Well, we've still got a week. My colleague announced her resignation on Friday and gave us 1 week's notice. So I'm sure we'll be very busy this week. But it's a problem when we don't have a quorum. The FEC is supposed to have six commissioners. We haven't had six for years, but it requires four to make most of our important decisions, to launch investigations, to conclude investigations, to issue any fines, to conduct rulemakings, to issue advisory opinions, to provide any solid information about the state of the law, really. We need four votes. We can continue to provide information about who is supporting which candidates, the databases, the information that we collect from candidates and from PACs and party committees about where their money's coming from and what they're spending it on. That will continue to be filed. That will continue to be on our website. That will continue to be analyzed. But there is a lot that the commission is really disabled from doing if it doesn't have a quorum.
Well, on very important issues as well, we're seeing that dozens of cases that you will not be able to act on involve potential foreign interference in U.S. elections. Tell me about that and whether or not we should be concerned that this will be an issue in 2020.
Well, yes, I'm certainly concerned. And that is just one aspect of our caseload. We have currently over 350 cases on our enforcement docket, and there are almost 250 decisions on those cases and other matters that were awaiting the arrival of the chairman, the last commissioner who brought us back to quorum just a couple of weeks ago. So we had quite a lot of work to do even then. Of those, over 70 cases involved recommendations from our staff that we do something, that we move forward. There are a lot of decisions that are uncontroversial and easy, but there are some that are important and require thought. Included within the 350-some-odd cases are, as you say, dozens of cases involving allegations that the foreign national prohibition has been violated. There are allegations that people are making contributions in the name of another, that they're funneling contributions through dark money groups, that people are not filing their reports properly so that the public is not getting the information that the Supreme Court says they are absolutely entitled to and need to have in order to have an informed electorate in the upcoming election. So, yes, we have many important decisions. There are areas of the law that require clarification that we cannot clarify without four commissioners, and it's a big problem.
Another issue is the security of mail-in ballots this year in particular because people are voting remotely because of the pandemic. I want to play some tape from Attorney General William Barr, who told NPR last week that he believes wide-scale mail-in ballot use is insecure and open to counterfeit schemes by foreign actors.
And there's so many occasions for fraud there that cannot be policed. I think it would be very bad. But one of the things I mentioned was the possibility of counterfeiting.
Do you agree mail-in ballots are unsafe?
No. And let me be clear that that aspect of election administration is handled at the state and local level. But I have looked into this, and there are numerous studies that have looked into this. Even the people who are trying to prove the existence of voter fraud can only find a smattering of instances over decades out of billions of votes cast. It is just not substantiated that there is a big risk that's associated with mail-in votes. And I worry that by government officials putting out information like that, that they're going to discourage people from voting. I want to see every eligible citizen in this election have the opportunity to vote and to vote safely. And this year, that's going to mean that a lot of people are going to want to vote by mail. Whether states choose to encourage that or not, voters are going to demand it. And this is going to require a lot of resources. And states and localities, like other aspects of our economy, are really hurting right now. So the federal government, Congress, needs to step up and provide more funding.
So considering everything that you've just told me, how concerned should we be as a country that the day after Election Day, 2020, we can be confident that the election went smoothly and fairly?
Well, I don't want to make any predictions. And I also think that people need to be prepared for the fact that they may not know the day after the election what all the results are. The ultimate goal has got to be we have got to pull together as a country to demand that we have accessible and safe voting for every eligible citizen. We can do it if we are committed and we start now.
Federal Election Commissioner Ellen Weintraub, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Robin, hold on to your hat for November. It's going to be interesting. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter O'Dowd.
And I always wear my hat during broadcasting. I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.